This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
Once again, thank you for coming to the podcast, watching it once again.
All right, good night, everybody.
And I got Chew right next to me here holding up the new belt. Sorry, thank you for telling me, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
We got a new belt coming in for season 7 with all the new wrestlers that are coming in for next season.
That's right.
Should be fun to go about the whole season with all these new wrestlers that we come into our podcast. We've been lining up already. We already covered the month of January, so that one's set up. We only got 2 more episodes, which is today and next week on Tuesday, which, by the way, if you tune in, it's going to be ugly sweater episode. So trust me, things are hideous. So you might
want to. One of us will be wearing a sweater, the other one will not.
Yes, and that will be Blade. He will be going topless. Don't worry. I bought the stickies just in case.
Rip them off. You just laugh before the end of the show.
But anyways, guys, we are here. Episode 274, slowly climbing the ladder to 300. And on today's podcast, we got a familiar face with us. She's been missing in action here in the RG for a little while. Reason why, she's going to school. She's in school right now. So, yep. But she took time off of her busy schedule to come visit us here in our new podcast.
From what I understand, she accidentally answered the phone. I meant to press cancel.
That tends to happen a lot.
But thankfully,
no kidding. So sorry for the audio technical difficulties in the beginning, guys. We're starting off the podcast. It's a little awkward today. It's almost end of the year. We're getting rid of all the bugs. But back to our guests. Let us welcome once again for a one time, two time, three time, Nikki Fuego in the podcast.
What is up, everybody? Woo! Thank you for having me back.
Woo! Man, okay, calm down, Rick.
Woo!
calm down, bro. But thank you for gracing us with your presence here once again on the podcast, Nikki.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Oh my goodness.
We've been following your career closely. And
have you?
Yes.
He has.
You have? That is crazy.
My bad. This show is over, man.
What do you mean?
I know. Someone's getting put through the table today.
Chew, it was nice knowing you.
Oh, no, not again. No. We
had to buy replacement tables for the last time. But once again, thank you for coming out for a third time. I know we had a situation online late last week with a little person called it, I can't say his name 3 times because he'll appear for some reason. But we got childproof locks on the doors. So he hasn't attempted to try to get over here. So
he's
going to
come out through the window?
Don't say that.
he'll just come under the door, dude. It doesn't
work. I think he's under the table, no?
Well, that's, let's just say someone's paying their dues.
Why is it always me?
But anyways, he unfortunately is not here today, but he told me that to have a good podcast, and even though it would be better if he was here, unfortunately, I really doubt that.
He's so full of himself.
Yeah,
so
big shout out to...
You might actually get a
no,
word
no shout out. So,
I got you.
He had a lot to say on the internet, in my comment section.
Oh my God, that was an amazing... promo, by the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And I had to retaliate back. So, especially with the little chimpanzee trying to get through the door, and he couldn't. That was an actual footage of Mata trying to get into the podcast. Just like that. and the slab was perfect with the prints. That was awesome. So that was amazing.
Next time I see him, I'm gonna make sure he gets another one.
Make sure get the other cheek, even him out.
A low blow, maybe something.
Think of something. We got your back 100%.
Okay.
But anyways, coming back, I know you've been busy. You've been out of town. Mm-hmm. You've been how's school? Talk to us.
It's stressful. Talk to us. The nursing path is something.
Is it now?
It's something. It's a lot. I didn't think it was going to be that hard, but.
Right.
So they use
a lot of math and numbers and shit.
I'm taking math next semester.
It's crazy.
Is it more like naming? Is it like anatomy right now?
Right now it's just like learning the basics of like biology and stuff. So plant cells and.
Oh.
And stuff with the animals, and I'm just like, I don't know, bro.
This is not what I signed up for. I need human bodies. This is what I signed up for.
I need human bodies.
You're looking at a lot of buttholes, aren't you?
I know in high school when I took anatomy, I saw Ding Dong.
All right.
Shut up, picture of my dad. Look, Dad, look what I learned. And he's like, why do you have a picture of a Ding Dong on your phone? It's what I learned today. I deleted it right after.
I don't know how to go segue off of that. But that's cool. I mean, you're going to school now. You're getting situated on what you're doing and learning and stuff like that. Now, are you still, by any chance, walking on wrestling territories up in San Antonio? Have you been in any promotions?
In Austin. I wrestled once for AAPW.
Okay.
For their like Halloween show.
Okay.
It was my first like kendo stick match.
Oh, shoot.
It was nice. I liked it.
I can see it in your eyes there, Nikki.
The finisher was not good, though. I was against Tina Nix. She gave me a German suplex like that.
Uh-huh.
Onto like the barbed wire.
Oh, my gosh.
Barbed wire kendo stick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I went back to school and I saw the marks I had on my back and I'm like, holy shit, dude. This is what I signed up for. I like stuff like that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's fun.
So that's cool. So you're still continuing, you're still getting, still hitting the gridiron as far as wrestling up there in Austin.
Then. Yeah.
And now up there, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's awesome that you could still continue on. What's the community look like up there with wrestling?
I have no idea. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. That environment was nice, though. The crowd was really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I really liked it.
You didn't really get to work a whole lot with the other wrestlers that are up there.
No.
It was just a call you and show up. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah. And this is, last time we talked, I know it was more like just shooting the shit, getting to know you, talking a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, I did come up with a couple of questions for you just in case, just to throw them out there. There's nothing that serious or anything. But there's one here, like when you're up in Austin, they announce you the Nikki Fuego name, how it stands out. What does it represent about who you are in the ring and outside of it? I mean, as far as that, now. But before then, we had you on. You talked about all the fans down here, the young kids. Now that you're getting, you have a little bit more, you're knee deep into it already, into the wrestling. What does it mean now to you being Nikki Fuego? What does it represent to you inside and outside the ring?
More woman empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that us women can be better than men.
Uh-huh.
In a way. Because I feel like we can.
Okay.
And we can, outshine them.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. It's true. I've seen a lot of, especially in other promotions, WWE, AEW, you see a lot of these women really outclassing the men now.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more hardcore. I mean, as far as the matches now, I've been noticing that.
Have you seen Sol Ruca?
No.
You've never seen Sol
Ruca? No,
Have you seen Saturday Night Main Event this past one?
Yes, I did.
So yes. You didn't see
this. Oh, yeah, I did see that match. Yes, right. That's right.
She was incredible.
Dude, I'm not sure. Did you watch that match, too, on Saturday Night Main Event?
No, I was occupied.
I was occupied at the moment, yeah.
She outshined
wow.
a lot of the matches.
I mean, consider the fact she faced, it was Bayley, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yes. She was facing Bayley that night, and that finishing move was just...
The Soul Snatcher. Brutal.
Damn, dude. It's beautiful. It's off the corner turnbelt. She does a twist in the air and then knocks it into like a diamond cutter at the same time, dude. Yeah. It's freaking nuts. It's like a cork twist and then a freaking diamond cutter at the end.
While they were folding laundry.
Not that you asked.
And cooking dinner for their children.
You're such an idiot. No, dude. Wow.
So impressive.
Shut the hell up, dude.
Women are the future.
I think you are going to put you to the table today.
Put me out of my misery. Go ahead. I don't care.
It's Christmas. Why not?
It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry fucking
Christmas. I'm in the game of giving right now. Oh, shit. No, but yeah, I did see that match. That was a very interesting match. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as, like I said, so now... Like I said, talking about getting more knee deep into it, and you're saying it's more women empowerment now.
Yes.
I mean, have people more now that you're out and about in Austin after your match? Were people approaching you, asking who you were? I mean, where are you from?
They were approaching me. I worked as a heel because I'm not known in Austin.
Right, right.
It was my first match in Austin, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I worked as a heel, and people afterwards came up to me and they're like, "Wow, you're actually really good." Mm-hmm. It was nice to see you out here. Hopefully we can see you again.
That's awesome.
So it was good. Yeah. I loved it.
And I got our first comment here. It says, it's from Chris. It says, "I want Nikki to give me a frog splash, then put me in the walls of Jericho." wow. Fantasies, anybody?
It's not that kind of podcast.
Lay it off, buddy. Lay it easy.
Jeez.
No.
No, but yeah, I mean, so, I mean, being up there all the time period you've been at school and everything, the work I saw in your promo, you are still working out, you're still doing your thing. You are, there's times when you do come down and wrestle down here also.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's the last one you came down for?
Jeez.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Too many shots to the head, Nikki. That's what it's called.
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember? I'm trying to remember the day you came down. I'm not sure it was back in...
When I wrestled Abaddon, I think that was the last one.
I think it was in October, no? Back in October. I think that was the last time you had come down.
That was the
last big event. Yeah, one of the big events, yeah, because I know the Landmark has been pushing them out. What's it called? The Elks Lodge has been pushing them out also. Even down here in Barbas.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
It's been going crazy with... Combat code,
yeah.
It's been moving along. I've been seeing more growth in all the promotions down here, and then now 3BAD associated with a little bit with AAA, and it's even getting bigger. And having Rudy Boy here 2 weeks ago, him talking about, and by the way, Micah did have a lot of stuff to say about you that episode. And he goes, "Yeah, she's coming now. No, she can't come in. She has to go through me first." So I'm like, okay. I don't know where this is going from, but all right. But
it should take a couple of minutes.
The thing is, that's a privilege when people like that know you. You know, it's an honor. You know, like, fuck that, having your name coming out of their mouth like that, even mention you at once. That's awesome. How does that make you feel when you see that stuff?
It makes me feel good about myself because I didn't think I was capable of being like known or whatever, or like getting talked about. You know. So it makes me feel good about myself.
Now, as a female wrestler in the local scene, what challenges have shaped you the most, and how has it influenced your style and your mindset, you know, now for so much longer you've been wrestling already? What's your mindset now? I mean, when you go out there,
I feel like I'm more confident.
Mm-hmm.
The guys like to say a lot of stuff and talk like a lot of mess.
Yeah.
But it's making me like care less about what they say,
mm-hmm,
and just focus on me more because I know what I'm capable of,
mm-hmm,
and I know my worth.
Right.
So definitely more confidence.
Now, I know I know we were talking to Mondo had mentioned that there was another female wrestler in the local area that's slowly training through a new breed.
Yeah,
I forgot her name, but she will be coming on the podcast next year. We want her on here because you're officially the first female wrestler to ever come on our show and get interviewed, mm-hmm. which is awesome, you know. And not to say any least than that, but I've had so many people respond to us saying you need more female wrestlers,
yeah.
and you know, I'm here waiting. I mean. Where are they? Why haven't they reached out? Why are they scared to come on?
For some reason, something seems to be like it's scared you, to
it's you. It's you.
I don't know what it could be.
But I'm looking at the camera. Ladies, if you are a wrestler and you want to come and talk on the podcast, I'll make sure this thing is on a leash. All right.
Come on, our show, ladies. It'll be great. Right. Oh,
no. But no, I mean, has there. Who would you? I know you wrestled a lot. Some of the girls that you wrestled are not even from the area.
Yeah,
they're from out of town.
Yes,
but I mean, have you wrestled anybody locally that you would say, you know what, this one might be someone that to keep an eye out for
locally
from here from the valley?
Female. Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
They put me up against men, so in my eyes, I'm basically like.
Of
first.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? And you say that there's something that Micah said that really made a lot of sense on the podcast when she was here. You know, she says it's great, you know, that the females that are coming to wrestling that wrestle the males, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. You know, you're going to get bumped here. You're going to get, you know, it is what it is. You know, and some of the bumps are a little rough, a little,
yeah.
a little rough. But she's also said that it would be even more of an experience to actually work with actual women wrestlers.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. Like, I feel like we should be able to train with women because men can post for us. Like, we can flip off of them and stuff. But, mm-hmm. like, for women, we can't do stuff because we're all different sizes and we can only lift a certain amount.
Right, right.
So I feel like we should get to like basically sense each other.
Right, right. I get what you're saying. It's more like a mesh, like mesh with each other. Mesh so you can understand, you know, what can we do? What can't we do? What are we, mm-hmm. what are we able to handle? Because I take it. I mean, this is actually breaking the fourth wall. I know when your opponents come in, you do have a powwow and talk, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen. This is what we got to do. Can you do this? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Has everything you've gone over with your opponent and you tell, hey, this is the way it's going to go. Can you do this? Or and what can you do here? And what can you do there? The strategy.
Yeah.
Right. How does that work out?
Sometimes it's actually a go. Most of the times it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy. But most of the times it's like, I am not able to pick you up or stuff.
Right.
But it's just because we're used to like being with the men, mm-hmm. training with the men.
Right, right. So, I mean, I have seen the matches when you have with the guys, they pick you up, they toss you around.
I know, they make it look so easy. Jeez.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll be honest with you, the memorable match that I watched when you were in the ring, what I have to say for me, I didn't catch all of them. That I'm pretty sure there's even more classic matches that you've had. But the one that was memorable to me was when you wrestled the Charisma over at the Citrus.
It was
like all guns ho, let's go. And she was rocking the crowd. You were rocking the crowd. And she almost had a lady come up for she to come up and kick her ass. I was like, damn. And, you know, it was something. And I felt so bad because when I got there, you were having your powwow, you know, you were having the whole thing, and I didn't want to break the fourth wall there, mm-hmm. and right in front of her there. And I felt so bad that I pulled you away. I didn't want her to think that, oh, well, I guess you don't want to talk to me, you know. Like, it wasn't that wasn't the case. It's just that, you know, we're trying to keep it sensible for the fan to see, oh, let's see what Nikki's going to do this week.
Yeah.
You know, let's see what Charisma's going to do this week. You know, she has her fans, she has your fans. So knowing the fact that it is YouTube Live, people can tune in and watch, you know, that's the cool thing. But that night, it to me personally, it was a classic match. It was a good match. It was a heads-on match, gun-ho, brawl. Even I think there was even chairs involved, if I'm mistaken, in that match. Was it?
I can't remember. I think I wrestled her twice.
Because the only one that I've seen you was when you wrestled her in Citrus.
I wrestled her twice in Citrus. Okay. One, I think it was one versus, like, 1v1, mm-hmm. and then the other one was a mixed tag.
Oh, that's right. You did have a mixed tag with her. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because that one was, I think that match, too, they were going for the belt. I believe it was, they were going for the belt on that, the first one?
On the first, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was scary, man, because it was flip-flopping left and right. I was like, oh, shit, no, not right now, Nikki. No, get up.
And it was the first time I wrestled her, too, so, but it was really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like it went smooth. Mm-hmm. She's, like, a little smaller than me, mm-hmm. and I feel like we did good.
Now, after the match, I know it's good to go and talk about your match with your opponent, you know, not trying to break the fourth wall too much. But what was her info, her intake, any advice from her or any good advice from the women you've wrestled before? You know, which is one that you take to heart? Like, man, you know, she's got a point or maybe I should work on this.
What I take to heart is when they tell me I'm too stiff. Because I lay in my shots because I like to make it seem real. Mm-hmm. Well, it's real, but like to a certain extent.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Too real.
Yeah. I'm a little too real.
Yeah. You're a little too into it.
When I went up into Florida with Micah,
right,
wrestled Sylvia Sanchez, they told me to put it in. Like,
right, lay it in.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay. And with Micah, I always lay it in. I don't hold back. Like, I don't lay back, like, with anyone.
Right.
So I take it to heart when they tell me to ease up.
right. Yeah. Well, that's a good sign because you're, hey, man,
and sometimes
right there.
Guys, men tell me to ease up. I'm like, oh,
right.
It really says a lot.
Yeah,
so who has the balls here? Me or you?
Because, ya no me pegas.
Yeah,
pretty much right there. That sums it up right there.
No wonder they're flipping you up right now. This is the only way to make her stop. Pretty much. Yeah.
So I mean, now that you're back in the valley, I know it's downtime right now, school wise. You're in the valley. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to this coming up week or couple of days? Any matches that are coming up that people can be looking forward to now that you're in town for a couple of weeks?
Mm.
As far as anything right now,
I think Saturday.
Okay.
Today's Friday?
Yeah, no, today's Thursday.
Thursday.
How dare you, Nikki?
On Saturday, going to be at the eatery.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Right down the street here in Weslaco.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right.
Here
for
in
dinner?
Weslaco.
For lunch?
We're supposed to be having matches there.
It's going to be one of those kind of days. One of those nights.
Service is going to be so slow.
Let's see. On the 28th.
Okay.
I don't know if it's set in stone yet, but on the 28th, I might be making my appearance back at the Landmark.
Here we go.
So hopefully I'm back.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Won't be looking forward to that.
You're definitely getting put through the table.
Six, seven.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get started with that. I got a question from Chris here because I have a question for Nikki. Is there any memorable moments so far in your career outside or inside the ring?
Any memorable moments?
I mean, there's quite a few for me that I've seen matches. There's quite a few, but
I think that's a no.
I think a no.
No, not really. No.
Memorable moments would be I went to the Pulga with my mom, right? And I was barely starting off, barely a couple matches in. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was repping me, right? And had my Nikki Fuego shirt on. And then the girl, the vendor, she's like, ¿La conoces a ella? And pointing at my mom's shirt. And I was like at another vendor's table, mm-hmm. looking around, seeing what I get.
Right, right.
My mom said like, a ella, sí, conoces a Nikki Fuego? Sí, es mi hija, está allá. And then she called me, I come back, and then she was like all throwed out. And I was all like, oh.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's awesome.
And then this just happened the other day. Mm-hmm. My sister and I went to HEB.
Really?
Yeah. We were messing around, walking around, getting groceries and whatnot. And it was just me and her. We mm-hmm. were just talking. And then a couple walks by and they're like, it's that wrestler. Oh, and I turn around and I'm like, oh, hi.
That wrestler has a damn name.
But it was like pretty cool.
Yeah. To be recognized, and that was the next question. When fans come to see you, Nikki, I mean, the matches for the first time, what do you want them to feel, remember, when they leave the building or whatever, the venue? When they see you wrestle for the first time, what is it that you want to leave them with? I mean, I know the wow, the old crap, did you see that? Or yeah. Damn, this chick can kick ass.
Throw down.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
This woman's not scared.
Yeah. Trust me, I've seen quite a few, and I hold my breath a lot, like, oh, my God. I literally hold my breath, especially with Pete. Oh my God. Oh,
Pete Payne, man.
Yes, Pete Payne. I'm talking about Pete Payne.
He's got issues.
He
needs to loosen up. He needs to take it easy.
No shit. But no, seriously, I mean, what are your fans? What do you want those new incoming fans to take with them when they see one of your matches? I mean,
to like, this poor John Cena to not give up.
There you go. There you go.
to like, just not let yourself get walked all over,
uh-huh.
and to speak up for yourself.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And that's exactly pretty much the John Cena honorable motto. Motto of his career.
Yeah.
And that right there, I'm going to stop because we got to go. We got to talk to our sponsor right now. We're going to come in and talk to Nikki, because I know Nikki's a huge John Cena fan. And we're going to get to the final match he had this past Saturday, which was...
It was not what anyone expected.
It wasn't what expected, but, you know, we are going to get into that nitty-gritty. So those of you watching, make sure you share, follow, because this conversation is going to get freaking deep. So we're going to our sponsors right now. Big shout out to Anodas Construction. Oh, that's beautiful. I like the way it covers your face, Chew. That's I love that. No, I'm just joking, but let me change it there. A big shout out to Anodas Construction.
You look fuck you too.
Yeah. Residential, commercial, renovation, remodel. Give these guys a call. They do a great job. Tony's always willing to help you out. At the moment, they are in a pause as far as the parking area.
Yeah.
So if you are willing to get something done ASAP, hey, income tax is around the corner, guys. I know you got to have a little extra money in your hand. You want to get something fixed up, remodeled, or anything like that.
Plus, allegedly, you know, tax bonuses are coming along the way. So if you have house remodeling that you want to do, or you need a party pad, this is the time to ask.
Exactly. Give him a call. And don't forget, he also has Anodas Concrete Solutions, building a driveway, foundation for your new home, commercial, somewhere out there where you need a parking lot. Give him a call. He will gladly help you out. He will look for the best price as possible and hook it up as best as he can. So two companies that belong to him, doing outstanding work across the RGB. Also, that Canadian dry is getting me
good. That Canada dry will get you.
Shout out to Canada. big shout out to Pandora's Box with Mr. Freddie Honda with his tattoo business. Guys, hit him up. He does a great work. He did a custom job on my arm. Did wonders on my custom piece. Also, if for some reason you're down and out on a Wednesday night, you're not doing anything that's supposed to be good for you or for anyone on the street, you might want to hit them up. They do have a Bible class that's available I believe it's Wednesday nights.
It's open to the public. Yeah. You can just walk on in. You know, if you don't want to talk or say anything, you can just listen.
Yeah. Sit down, listen to the word. Hey, man, you might get enlightened by something, you know? Yeah. So big shout out to Freddie doing all the great deeds out there in Edinburgh, Texas. But we're coming back with Nikki right now. We are going to talk about something that happened, but it was this past Saturday night. Chew, I'm not sure if you watched the events or not, but I'll reel you in so you can hear some of the crazy, crap that happened. First of all, one of them that I really didn't really appreciate too much, but I understand why they did it, was the Cody Rhodes and I forgot the name of the other wrestler. Do you remember? I forgot his name.
But he's from NXT.
Yeah, and he's from NXT, another big, big wrestler, also champion. Awesome match. But, well, I don't know, just say it, man. Just say it. There you go, Oba Femi. There you go. He came out, great match. Massive beatdown. Both of these guys went at it. I mean, head, heel toe, all the way through the match. Unfortunately, McIntyre comes in and pretty much screws up the whole damn thing. I kind of had the visual on what Triple H was going for, considering they're both champions. None of them wanted to show weakness. So he kind of like played it down the middle to where they're great champions on both NXT and WWE.
Because the one from NXT is big.
He's a big boy.
Yeah,
he's a big boy, dude. Literally, bro. It's like four of you, dude, in one. Yeah, dude.
Sounds sexy as hell, man.
But yeah, dude, that guy was freaking huge, dude. Huge. The other match, too, well, we talked about the ladies' match. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Also, that really good one.
Yeah.
I know the Dragon Lee with AJ Styles and the other two guys that came up, one from NXT, one from TNA, I believe. Was he from TNA?
Oh, I thought they were both from NXT.
No, one is a champ. One is a champ, in, I believe, in TNA, I think. And the other one is a wrestler in NXT. Great high flyers, man.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, crazy match. But the match of the night that everybody's still discussing from Saturday was the John Cena versus Gunther. Personally, I was kind of upset in a way. I understand the way of the wrestling industry, how it's supposed to go out. When it's your last match, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And those of you don't watch, you all don't know, you're going to lose. That's the way it goes. That's the way it rolls. I mean, you can go back to the Ric Flairs when Shawn Michaels super kicks him. He looks at him, they're crying. He says, I'm sorry. Knocks him out, pins him, hugs him, and he walks out. That was it. That was the end of Rick's career in WWE, which is kind of bullshit because he went to go wrestle somewhere else. So, no, Rick, is not wasn't your last
He's
match.
He's retired like 10 times.
Yeah, no kidding, bro. No kidding. But this match... This one was a roller coaster match. I mean, let me have your feel, Nikki. What were you thinking when you saw when the John Cena era started? Not when it started, but when the John Cena match started that night. What were your intentions to watch? What were your intentions to deep down inside? What did you feel that would happen?
I knew he was going to lose. I just didn't know he was going to lose the way he lost. So when I saw that, I was just upset, overwhelmed, sad, right. Kind of depressed.
Well, your dad's saying that you cried.
I did cry a lot. It was like, I felt like it was a breakup, but worse.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it was pretty sad, bro. If you watch the match, if you go back and replay the match, watch it tonight, you have a chance to. It was a great match. Yeah. You can see he was the traditional... Dare I say, and I don't like mentioning his name, though, he was a hero of mine growing up, Hulk Hogan, where he was getting beat down and the shaking of the arm happens and he's getting back up. He's getting the power from the fans.
Yep.
You saw that and it brought back a lot of memories, a lot of nostalgia to it. But the way it ended, to me, it wasn't enough. And yes, Chris, I did see the video. I did see it with Gunther where he came out talking that he was in shock also the way he went out. You know, it was just a last-minute change by Cena where he's getting choked hold. And what kind of like was the icing on the cake for me, I'm not sure it was for you, Nikki, is the face he made at the camera when he tapped out. It didn't set right.
I took it in as like John Cena saying it's okay to give up. He didn't give up for like a lot in his career. Mm-hmm. So being his last match, I feel like it was okay for him to like give up just one time.
Yeah.
Saying I'm sorry to the camera. And to
Yes, that's what it looked like. Exactly. Yeah. It looked like that. Yeah. You know,
I'm sorry to the people.
It was like a way of saying, Chu, like, you can't win them all. Mm-hmm. That kind of ending, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, consider the fact he still works for WWE. He's going to be in, like, I think he's like an ambassador now for something like that, a spokesman or ambassador now for different venues, which is cool. But going to that night, did you have a platform, what you wanted to happen? What did you see? Because I have a tendency of looking at a match, okay, this is going to happen. I mean, did you have anything in particular that you said to yourself, this is going to happen, I know it's going to happen, and it just...
I honestly went in watching the match. I thought it was going to be really boring. Because mm-hmm. I don't get into Gunther's matches as much. It's boring.
Thank you.
So I honestly thought it was really boring. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it went on, and I was like, okay, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
But you didn't have any expectation, like a prediction?
No.
No?
Not really.
The thing about Gunther, Chu, and the way Triple H says it is so true. He gives that old traditional slugger wrestling, the old 70s, 80s slugger wrestling, the clothesline, the stomp, the jumping off the ropes, knocking you out, the slaps. That's it. But that's all he does.
And I feel like he went into the sleeper a lot. Like, yes. Too many times.
Exactly. It was no change up. Go ahead, Chu. Yeah. What were you going to say?
No, I was just having a thought that it feels like, you know, Gunther's going to be like the big push now.
Yes.
Like how they did with Cena. I know that there was some controversy there towards the end of his career where they were really pushing him out when his story just wasn't popular anymore. It kind of feels more like that because I get it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, it's the end of it. You're retiring.
Right.
Then, yeah, you're going to lose. But, I mean, this time it really just felt like a business decision.
Right, right.
You know, because John Cena is still going to be a part of WWE. Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
He's still an employee.
Yeah.
So this is just like a business move. And mm-hmm. it kind of really cheapened it. It would have been great, like, you know, they broke the mold and said, hey, you know what? You get this one this time, buddy. You know, you're going to go out of champ.
Yeah,
everyone's going to cheer. Everyone's going to feel good.
Right.
Like the good guy won and everything.
Right.
And they couldn't even do that.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. The push that he gave Gunther, not everybody hates his ass.
Yeah.
And then that's what he wanted.
I mean.
He gave him what he wanted. Everybody freaking hate. Come on, the crowd came, fuck you, Gunther. You suck. You asshole. Everything that went back to the Raw era, Raw is War era, Attitude era.
It was some Kurt Angle vibes going on.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like he can, like, now he's like, oh yeah, I'm finally the bad guy.
Exactly.
Because before we didn't really care for him.
Exactly.
He was just there.
Yes.
Yeah. He just
and
showed
now
up.
They actually show emotion to his character.
Right.
I feel like it did the job.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the thing is that, like, what's his personality? Like, what is Gunther? You know, like
the ring general.
And I understand what you mean. I get the gimmick. It's just for me. I mean, the evolution of wrestling has grown so much from the slugger to the air to the attitude to the aerodynamic. You know, and it is, you know, the whole bar beating up each other. You know, I understand it needs to, the evolution of it needs to grow, but you're bringing something, and this is, and I hate to say this, guys, and if I'm about to say something's going to piss you off, I'm sorry. I hate the fact a couple of years ago, you had the Roman Reigns and the Brock Lesnar. They kept on shoving it down your throat. They kept on shoving both wrestlers down your throat until you liked them. You kept on shoving and shoving and shoving until finally we said, okay, let's look at Roman. All right, let's look at Brock Lesnar.
If I buy a shirt, will you leave me alone?
Yeah. All they're doing was exactly, thank you very much, the money. That's what they wanted.
That's what they try to do with Austin Theory.
Yes.
But
now he's back.
You can go away.
He's back.
He's better away.
He's back. But
I thought when he revealed himself, I was expecting, oh my god, nombre, I went, really?
And then going back to the match, I like to see the match and try to like predict what's going to happen. Honestly, I knew he was going to lose. I knew he was going to lose. But for some reason, like Chu says, let's give him this one. Let's give the people what they want. They want to see John go out on top. So I'm thinking he pins Gunther, right? And, you know, that's his last match. I personally, there were so many scenarios I was going through my head. What should happen next? There's a lot of contracts ending at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So my point, when John's up there holding up, you know, saying goodbye to the people, y'all might hear, break the walls down. Jericho coming out. Because Jericho's contract is up for AEW. I thought he was going to come out and tell Sheena, nah, you got one more, and we're doing it in WrestleMania. You see, even the fucking hairs go up my freaking arm when I say that. That's what I was thinking. That was one scenario. The other scenario was that it was going to be an all-out riot, that somebody was going to come in and start beating up on him. Then CM Punk was going to come in and help him out. Another Gunther, what's his name? I can't remember his fucking name. Anyways, another Kaiser? Guy. Someone else coming in. Yeah, okay. Kaiser coming in, trying to beat up on him. And then freaking Cody Rhodes comes out and beats him up. And then all of a sudden, where everything's said and done, Cena standing in the middle of the room, here comes The Rock. Puts him in the rock bottom, stands over him, and then send him off. Just like that.
Just like what?
Just like that. Send him off. You know, his foot on his chest, and then, you know, that, you know, he's nobody. I'm the main guy. That's what I thought was going to happen, honestly. But, you know, those are fantasy endings you kind of try to predict. You're like, that would be pretty cool. Yeah. Like the whole Jericho thing. I honestly thought, you know, I freaked out when I saw Dolph Ziggler. Come on, I fucking flipped. I flipped when he got in the tournament. I'm like, what the hell?
I was hoping he would win, to be honest, but no.
And I see he's saying your dad's over here saying I predict almost every outcome with my daughter. Always get pissed off. Yes,
yeah,
I'm
true.
The same way. You and I are gurus to this, dude. I'm telling you right now. He goes, I don't think he'll go back to WWE. Well, the thing about it, Chris, there's a lot of speculation going out right now that he wants to retire already. And the only one way to retire is to get into the Hall of Fame. So he wants to go into the Hall of Fame. He's going to come back, not for a whole year, maybe for a couple of matches just to get in. You know, that's what most of these wrestlers do. You know, they come back, they come to the big biz, and they try to get into the Hall of Fame, and then they're done. And they don't come back for a lot of money. They come for the least amount just to get their butts in the Hall of Fame. That's the sad part, you know, but
they're definitely not doing any international.
No shit. Yeah. Now, here's the big question, Nikki. Do you honestly think January's coming around, Royal Rumble's coming up already, they're going to start announcing inductees into the Hall of Fame? Do you, in your heart, believe that John Cena will be inducted into this Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He has to. I feel like there's not – that's not even a question. I feel like it's just – it's an easy –
it's common sense.
Yeah.
Like you put
– he put effort into his career.
Yeah, he did. He put a lot of effort.
He was a consummate WWE guy.
He was committed.
Yeah, he was. And the sad part is that when he went bad, he felt that he shouldn't – he felt guilty for doing it.
Yeah,
he said that he felt like shit seeing these little kids that would come. John, he would just turn away and walk away.
Aww.
And it killed him, man. He's like, dude, I can't believe I'm doing this to these little kids. You know, he couldn't do it. That's why he switched so back, went back to the face instead of being the heel. And Jacinto, I'm going to get mad at you right now, dude. I'm going to get mad at you. Brock Lesnar announces his retirement coming. Yes, he did. He announced it. Do I give one shits about him? No, I don't.
No.
I do not like and Brock Lesnar.
What's your point?
I cannot stand the guy.
Brock Lesnar.
Come on, you come to the ring. You come to the ring. You got three fucking moves. That's it.
Yeah, but he's
Suplex City.
Bitch.
The fucking Suplex City. F5, and then the other one is a spear. That's it.
Since you acknowledged me.
Oh my god.
No. No.
That's
no.
The main reason.
No.
Why they let Cena tap out to Gunther, because just like Brock breaking the streak, who can carry that heat?
Now,
and then you have Brock walking out.
Turn off the show.
Exactly.
Now, here's a question, Nikki. Do you think, and I'm just throwing it out there because now he's calling himself the man who's making wrestlers retire. Okay. Yeah. Do you think Gunther's going to be the one in the picture to retire every freaking wrestler that's planning to retire?
No, I don't think so.
In other words, the Randy Orton version as the legend killer.
I don't think he can be compared to Randy Orton.
And that's another one that's going to retire soon.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles. Oh. They're slowly.
I don't think he can retire all of them, though.
I'm just telling you, Randy took out quite a few legends.
I hope Brock Lesnar breaks Gunther's arm. That way he can't rest. That's what I hope.
I don't know, man. I think I like Brock Lesnar when he first came in to WWE in SmackDown. He was very good on the mic, one. He was very good at he was not afraid to take back flips, swan dives, back when he was at that era. He was really good at it.
I find Cowboy Brock really cute.
Okay, this podcast is over, Nick Jones. This podcast is really over now.
It's gone on way too long.
It's gone way too far ahead. No, but I've, like I said before, I don't get the Brock thing. But before then, you great wrestler. Now it's like, to me, and I hope Brock's not really going to look for my ass, but I believe personally, he got a little bit too big for his britches. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Consider the fact New Orleans, when he fought Roman Reigns again, the last morning match, people, I was there at the event live where the fans were yelling, "This match sucks." Through the whole entire match, "This match sucks." This match, through the whole match, which when he leaves with the chat, because he pins Roman that match, he walks out with a championship belt, walks into Gorilla, and literally throws the belt to Vince, and he just takes off.
I saw that.
So that right there, that tells me this is an arrogant son of a bitch. I go, what the hell, you know?
I actually kind of admire him for that. Like, fuck you, Vince. Like,
he has balls to say that to his boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. So, but like I said, so Nikki, what's his, okay, I'll get to that question now, Chris. I see that the Brock Lesnar thing happening. Yeah, I know he's going to retire. I did see that coming. You know, you have AJ coming up. You got Randy that's thinking about it also. These are all basically wrestlers that were in the Attitude Era that are slowly coming into their final destiny, except for AJ. He wasn't really in the Attitude Era, but what was Randy and Brock?
They're getting into
the last era already. So, but...
Well, they're 30, dude. Shit, they're just hitting the wall.
Hey, man, if Ric Flair could do it all the way to his 60s, dude, they can do it.
I don't think Ric Flair's doing it like as much as you think he is. I think you're standing outside his house way too long.
I think that's Rick and his physicals. Whoa! But
just mowing the lawn outside his house.
No, but yeah, so your prediction for this Hall of Fame inductees, you're predicting John Cena to be inducted this time around.
Yes.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. And when it comes up, if it doesn't come, we're going to call you out, Nikki. We're going to call you out.
No.
You know what?
I'm going to call Brock Lesnar. I'll make sure he answers.
Oh, yeah. That would be a sick phone call. Man.
We're gonna have Mondo call you out. How do you like that match?
I already blocked him.
That would be so crazy, man.
If he shows up, I'm going to slap him.
There you go. I tell you right now.
With both hands this time.
Mondo's got him. That would be the most sickest freaking phone call that I would get on the podcast from Brock Lesnar himself and call me a fucking asshole. He's like, come kick my ass. I'll be literally shitting myself getting that phone call. First, excited because I'm
with he's, joy.
First, excited because he's on the podcast, and two, he's gonna kick my ass.
He's only looking for me.
Jesus Christ! Anyway,
to the wanted list.
Yeah, you made the wanted list. All right. So here's another question from Chris right here. So Nikki, what's in store for 2026? Which is actually a good question that I was gonna ask that right
what's
now.
What's in store for 2026?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Should I tell him?
Let the cat out of the bag, girl.
So, I'm getting some new gear getting worked on.
Okay.
And then, followed by that new gear, I'm getting a new merch line.
Ooh.
So we're working on new merch.
There you go.
And then, within those new merch, well, we're going to have 10 to 20 soccer jerseys.
Really?
Custom made.
Nice.
Special edition.
There you go.
With my autograph on them and everything. Going all
out. Nice.
And then I have a couple of matches starting January.
Okay.
And then I think I have one in February also. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to Houston in March.
Oh, you got your scheduled out already.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then May.
I think that's a good spot that you're in right now as far as Austin base. You're right smack in the middle of Texas. And you, hey, there's a match in Dallas. Boom, you're out there. A match in you, boom, you're out there. El Paso, well, that's a little bit of drive, but I can get out there.
Yeah.
You know, and then something in the valley, you already got home base down here. Boom, come down here.
And also here, yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing, man.
And then I'm going to train more. Now that I'm starting to get the groove of school,
mm-hmm.
I hope next semester I can, like, clear up more of my stuff and go train with Rudy Boy.
that was the next question I was going to ask. If by any chance in the future, do you plan to actually head out there and, you know, meet up with Rudy or Micah and join that school to get more involved?
Well, I've actually trained with them a couple of times already. So, like, every other weekend, I'll go out to San Antonio and train with them.
Awesome.
Try to go.
No,
yeah.
I hear you.
Because, I don't know, this past semester, finals kicked my ass. I was just like, I don't know what to do.
I hear you, yeah.
But hopefully next semester it's easier.
There you go.
Train better, train a lot more, come back and be a better version of myself.
There you go. That's well put. Good job. Yeah. Guys, if you want to follow Nikki Fuego on her journey on wrestling and all the good stuff that's coming up, you see that QR code right there? Click and scan that QR code. Be a fan. Follow her. Follow the steps. Don't stalk her. Just follow her.
Hey, be cool about it, guys.
Chris, be cool about it.
Be cool.
But hit up there. Find out what she's doing, what her next matches are coming up, and when she's in town, where you can catch her, or find her on YouTube whenever she's wrestling. Because most likely, they have them live on YouTube to watch.
Is that only to the Instagram?
That is straight to your Facebook.
Facebook? Okay. That's I have a Nikki Fuego Instagram, too. Okay. And a Nikki Fuego TikTok.
There you go. Hey,
okay.
Follow all of them, guys. Try get subscribed to and follow her anywhere she is. So she has the support she needs wherever she's going to be going wrestling. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead.
And we're glad to be a part of that, too. And when you get your new merch line, call us out and we'll
help push it.
We'll help push
you.
It out.
We'll help push out for you guys.
In the springtime. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Out.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that was actually one of the questions I did want to ask you about you training with Rudy Boy, because he had quite a few stories, and he was, if you go back and watch, I'm pretty sure you went back to watch that podcast. He talked quite a bit about you, and so did Micah. They were like very impressed. He goes, if we get her on the right track, she could be something big coming up pretty quick.
Well, actually, they said, like, she hit so hard. It hurt so bad.
But anyways, Nikki, I want to say, first of all, thank you so much.
It turned back on. Thank goodness.
And that's the first thing I told her when she got into the podcast. We told you
it was going to get hot.
I didn't believe it.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
I did not believe it.
Yeah. Just give it some time. When we shut that fan off, you're going to see it's going to get a little bit, because the conversation gets really good and it starts flowing and people start talking more and it accumulates heat and it's going to get warm here. So be prepared.
Yeah, I didn't believe it.
But like I was saying before, thank you so much for taking the time to come out. Have a good time with us, man. It's great to see you. It's great that you're still trailblazing, not only down here, but you're slowly making your way around the state of Texas.
Hopefully I can expand more.
Yes,
more
branch out.
Branch out,
you need
yeah.
to branch out, yes.
Work on my brand.
There you go.
Get my name out there.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to get out there. It's going to get even more. People are going to start watching and everything. So you don't worry about that. It'll get even push even further where it has to go. I think I have another badass. We see. Oh, he says, I've seen Rudy's matches on YouTube. Yes, I have too. Yeah. I have two, man. I have two. I've actually seen where JBL kicks his ass because he crossed the border. that was classic. But anyways,
Trump saw it too.
Yeah, Trump loves it. This is what we're gonna do.
This is what we're gonna do.
Oh my god! But now, Mickey. First of all, like I said, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and join us again for a third time, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a fourth time later down the road. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, no.
I mean, really? All right.
6-7. No.
All right, turn off the show.
Take her off the camera. No, but yeah, having you out here doing what you do best is wrestling, entertainment, and all that good stuff. Having your fans follow you everywhere you go, even being recognized at the supermarket. That's got to be a trip, man. That's got to be a trip.
That's how you know you made it.
The only time we get recognized is when there's a bum on the street and wearing a hat. That was a great night, yeah, man. Yeah. He walked out. I go, check out his cap, dude.
Hey, he's wearing our cap.
And he goes, hey, you recognize that cap? And he goes, let me see your cap. Does this look familiar? And he says, hey, that's you guys. So I get a marker, I sign it, and this guy goes, what makes you think you want to sign it? And I explain, look at these assholes, they fucked up my cap.
These fucking assholes just messed up my brand new cap. I found this in the gutter and everything.
Found it in the trash. I thought it was pretty good. Now I'm really going to throw it in the trash.
I was lucky.
You know you made it when a bum throws your fucking cap away. Oh, my God. Yeah. But, big shot. Good guy, man. God bless him where he's at.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you so much, Nate, for taking time. Come out here. Have a good time with us.
Come back anytime.
Anytime you want. Just give us a heads up. I know your dad will hit us up. Hey, I wanted the podcast. It's the first person that called me. Wanted the podcast for December. And I go, all right. And he goes, you were going to be our last interview for the year.
Dang.
We had you for the last interview. We have for the last interview. She's locked in. Then we have Jacob, who is a comedian that's coming in next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's when we decided to do the ugly sweater episode.
Yes.
So that should be a lot of fun and a lot of hilarious and laughing at each other for the whole episode. So if it doesn't pull through, I know you and I will still have the sweater episode.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, we'll still.
And thank everybody for watching for season 6 and sign us off and going to season 7. But big shout out to everybody that's watching tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, hold on. There you go. I have another question from George. He says here, are some of the new merch designs going to be the ones I worked on for y'all, or are y'all able to make some different ones?
I'm honestly not sure. We have it's a mix.
Oh, shit.
We're working on it. That's something we haven't gotten into the shop.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go, George. And need some merch for the podcast too, buddy. Since we're doing wrestling podcast next year, I need some cool shirts. You want to hook up? We'll promote you and everything, and we'll get those shirts pushed out as raffle giveaways, man, if possible. If you have a chance to do it, that'd be great. But that's also I want to bring up to you. Next season, we are going to start raffling off small little memorabilia stuff.
Nice.
I got, and you know, we'll have a small raffle. It's not going to be that much for the ticket to join in, but there is going to be an amount that you have to get it, and we'll raffle it off. And before Nikki leaves, I know we need to get that picture back there signed by her, because that has to be signed up, and eventually it's going to have to get framed. So, but we got to get that signed by her. And also,
please feel free to take a hat, Nikki.
I already have one.
We're just giving everything away today.
I'm tired of looking at them.
Don't worry, dude. Next season, they're going to fly out. Trust me.
Yeah. We'll just take all of them. Since you don't want to look at
there's going to be a lot of hobos on the street with a bunch of cats. That's what
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry fucking Christmas.
Stay away from that truck. They mess up your cap. Put away. But next season we are going to be raffling off some merch online. Not that it's not that expensive to buy.
Not my leg. Don't start.
Oh, guys.
Not guys.
If we run a petition to get Chew's leg raffled off for a good price.
They're doing it.
We're doing it. We are doing it. You got a spare?
No, I don't. He's the only one.
Well, George, make him a spare. go cut down a piece of wood, a tree somewhere of oak, and make him one.
Hey, can you make it like the lamp from the that
okay, story? Yeah, give him the Christmas, what's it called? What's the name? The Christmas story?
Yeah,
the Christmas story lamp.
A Christmas story.
Dude, lamp. I will pay big money for you to put that on.
I'll pay big money for you.
And feel awkward looking at it at the same time. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, that's a whole different story. That's a different story. Nigga's like, what the hell just happened? But now, Nikki, thank you so much for coming out, Mama, and take care of yourself up there. Just keep doing what you do, and God bless you, all right?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know when the show's off, when the Chew and Who podcast, Emily on the back goes, okay, you're done.
All right, we're just turned off. Like, this is turned off. Yes.
Automatically turned off right behind me.
The ghost is telling us, yeah. Let's wrap it.
Ghost turned off the Chew and Who side, like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Sleep.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you so much, Nikki, for coming out. I appreciate you, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. What a great podcast, dude.
Another awesome podcast.
Another great podcast.
Another great Nikki Fuego podcast.
Yes, another great podcast with Nikki Fuego, man. I appreciate everything she does out there to entertain the great fans of the RGB. You know, that sounded like a Trump quote right there. The great, but I got to stop doing that. I'm changing that shit up next season. I really got
to
stop.
Chew is really impressed with how Chew is bringing the shows to the RGB.
Yeah, shit, man. I'm talking in the third
Chew
person
really
there right
now.
That's me. Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We got one more episode to close out the year. Hang in tight with us next week, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. The Ugly Sweater episode with Jacob, a comedian here from the RGB from Donna, Texas, by the way. He will be in the podcast laughing it up, choking it up, and doing everything he can to crack this guy's other leg off. But Chew.
It might happen.
It might just happen. What did you think of this last episode, bro?
It was awesome, dude. It's always great having Nikki here. You know, she brings a lot of that youthful energy that we desperately need on
the
show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And shout out to all the lady wrestlers out there in the Valley. Don't be hesitant. Hit us up for next season. We're glad to have you all. We'll set you up on a day when we can get you come in here and talk about how's it going in your neck of the woods.
I actually have it on good authority that there's a lot of people when Nikki was going to school here that a lot of her schoolmates were very proud of her
and
follow her career closely.
Yes.
So if any of them are inspired to like join the wrestling league,
follow the Nikki Fuego footsteps.
Absolutely. And take it easy on your partner.
Yeah, exactly. Don't beat them up too much.
Don't beat them up too much.
Yeah. But anyways, sign us off, Chew.
I've been Chew.
And I am who? Any last words?
We wish you a merry
Oh, God.
Christmas
that, yeah, that's next week, dude. That's next week.
Oh, that's right.
We'll do that
bole,
next
bole. Week.
Bole, bole. We'll see you bole. Next week, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Sign
bole,
us off,
bole.
Chew. Sign us off.
I've been Chew.
And I am who? We'll see you next week.
Bole,
ladies,
bole.
Get us. Peace out.
Bole, bole.